Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Elton, Jim, our far-flung forecast takes us down south to Delight, Arkansas. Are you there?
You hearing that?
Yeah, I am.
It's like it's like an acid thing too.
Population of Delight, 279.
Oh. How much?
279.
279. That's a wedding. That's how many people invite to a wedding.
I've been to weddings that are that size and bigger. You're
There's
right.
a town the size of a wedding. Do they give everybody twice baked potatoes?
Maybe they do. Now, the reason they call this Delight is one of the settlers that was involved in getting a railroad through Delight, Arkansas.
Delight
Arkansas. Said, "This is just such a delightful place to live. We shall call the town Delight."
You know, the early settlers, I loved their toughness and their determination, but they really gave some towns some really stupid names. If you look at some of these early settled towns, they're just basically the names of the guy that found them with Berg or Ville after them.
Well, Berg is actually a German term meaning mountain or hill.
Right, but I'm just saying it's Ville like Tom Pitt, Pittsburgh, or Franksville, and then or like this is a delightful place.
That's right. There is also a Bad Axe, Michigan. I said Axe, A-X-E.
Oh, okay.
That's because some of the guys that were cutting down trees around there had a bad axe that was not working.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I love these. I mean, these people were people who fought and struggled and were determined to start a new life. But when it came to the creativity of naming these towns, boy, could they have used a thesaurus or
something else.
Yeah, some kind of somebody. Is there anybody creative around here? No, thee are just very strong.
How about Wahoo, Nebraska?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Jeez. So get back to Delight.
Okay, Delight is, 279. But the reason we bring up Delight and nearby Billstown, which is even smaller, is because they are the childhood homes of Glenn Campbell, who we lost this week with Alzheimer's. Glenn Campbell, 50 years in show business.
He was from Delight?
Albums. Yes.
So if Glenn had not been born, the population would have been 256.
256.
Wow.
But how about this? 70 albums. He sold 45 million records.
Oh, yeah.
And accumulated 12 gold albums, 4 platinum albums. And hit it big, and you probably remember, Elton, in 1967 with the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
With the Smothers Brothers.
Hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
That was it. That's right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da on my mind. Oh, Gentle on My Mind.
Gentle on My Mind.
Definitely. Oh, I was a little kid, but I must have been, I was born in 64, so for that show to have been on, but it probably went through 69. How long would you know?
I actually went through 72.
Oh, okay, so that's where I probably picked it up, because I knew I couldn't have been. I know I've been a pop culture nut almost since out of the womb, but that would be a little young from 3 years old to be into pop culture at that age.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still in diapers probably, but, but enjoying the Dick Van Dyke Show in First Run.
Yes, that went off about the same time.
Now, are you a Glenn Campbell fan?
I am, actually, yes. I recall we always watched the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. And he did some appearances on that, and long story short, the Smothers Brothers were very
vocal. You're too late for that, Schwanny.
I guess I am. the Smothers Brothers were quite vocal about the Lyndon Johnson administration and the Vietnam War. CBS didn't like that, so they kind of did not come to terms. Smothers Brothers went off the air. Glenn Campbell was a guest from time to time on the Smothers Brothers, and all of a sudden, boom, we've got the Glenn Campbell Good Time.
Well, you have to remember.
And a string of hits, one right after another.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to remember, though, at that time, in 67, right when you're saying,
mm-hmm.
Not only were the Smothers Brothers taken off, but at that time and on CBS, where the Glenn Campbell Show was broadcast.
Correct.
CBS was both dominating the Nielsen ratings with rural Southern programming at that time.
Oh, like Hee Haw.
There was I don't know about Hee Haw. I don't think was Hee Haw on CBS. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I know for sure there was Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, and Petticoat Junction.
Green Acres, yes,
and Petticoat Junction,
which
was
was
offshoot of Beverly Hillbillies, and so they were riding the
that's right
dominating. Yeah. So there was a big rural push, and also if you remember then with that popularity, then Johnny Cash got his own show.
Yes, he did.
Hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yes, he did.
And so you had Glenn Campbell going, hi, I'm Glenn Campbell. And you had Johnny going, hi, I'm
Johnny Cash.
And so there was a real new kind of Southern Renaissance on television. And then ironically, right when 1970, like you're saying, 71, 72, in one fell swoop, they canceled all three of those TV shows, the Hillbillies, Petticoat and Green Acres. And then all of a sudden, a more urban and more realistic kind of things led by All in the Family started at CBS. Mm-hmm. But there was a time where the Southern, and that's when people like Roger Miller became very big. You know, he had King of the Road and a lot more of the country stars like Loretta Lynn and even Donna Fargo and some of these other folks.
Boy, there's a name I haven't heard.
Yeah, Charlie Pride and stuff like that. You know, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah.
Became very popular with the mainstream because they were getting that kind of exposure. So here's an interesting fact that a lot of people don't know about Glenn Campbell. Did you know that Glenn Campbell was in the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys?
He was in the Beach Boys. Glenn Campbell was an excellent, excellent guitar player, musician. And he was a part of this group that of studio musicians who were dubbed the Wrecking Crew. And they played on more than 150 number one songs.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Almost every song from the 50s or from the 60s and 70s that you hear, whatever the band was, the band itself, most likely like the Monkees, even like Captain and Tennille, a lot of these, they all used these
studio musicians to back them up.
This crack studio group.
That's right, the Wrecking Crew.
Well, Glenn Campbell was a member of the Wrecking Crew. And in the late 60s, when Brian Wilson decided he didn't want to tour anymore with the Beach Boys and he just wanted to concentrate on songwriting, and that's where Pet Sounds came from, he did not tour with the band, but the band continued to tour to make money. And so Glenn Campbell filled in for Brian Wilson when they were touring. So Glenn Campbell was a Beach Boy.
I'm looking at a young picture of a young Glenn Campbell. He would fit right in.
And he had the bad, those bad outfits with the pants and the
he'd
stripes.
Fit right in.
Yeah, and so he was a member of that as well, as you said before. His work with Jimmy Webb, songwriter Jimmy Webb.
Mm-hmm. Up, Up, and Away.
Yeah, he with the Fifth Dimension and All I Know. He also wrote to MacArthur Park, which became a hit for both Richard Harris, and then later Donna Summer had the big
disco version of it, yes.
But, what he did with Jimmy Webb was Wichita Lineman, which is probably one of the
greatest.
That's
one of my favorites by Campbell. Yeah, Wichita Lineman. Oh. Yeah,
I am a lineman for the county.
The song True Grit, which was in the John Wayne
movie. He was
movie,
in True Grit.
And he was in True Grit.
Right. Yep. And there was Galveston. There was By the Time I Get to Phoenix, She'll Be
Rhinestone,
Rising.
Cowboy, Southern Nights.
Well, that's what happened. So he had that big burst in the 60s where he had like Galveston and Gentle on My Mind and By the Time I Get to Phoenix and Wichita Lineman.
I remember then, Southern Nights from like the 70s.
Mid-70s, so. 76. Yeah.
Right.
First he had So then he had this resurgence again in the mid-70s. He had Rhinestone, Cowboy, Southern Nights, which is actually a song written by Alan Toussaint, who just passed away a couple years ago.
Yes.
Very well-known jazz pianist and Cajun guy. And then there's a song called Country Boy. You got your feet in L.A., but your heart's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then if you remember, in the 80s, he became tabloid fodder.
Yes.
Because he started to do a little drugging and drinking.
He was arrested for drunken driving, and his mugshot went kind of viral.
And his girlfriend at the time was a much younger Tanya Tucker.
Oh, was it Tanya Tucker then?
Yes, and those two were big tabloid fodder in the 80s. And then, thankfully, he cleaned up his act. He got very religious. And thankfully, he did have a third act. And he came back. He made a few albums over the last several years. He sort of restored his legacy. And sadly became an Alzheimer's you know, not survivor, unfortunately,
yeah,
because there is no such thing.
I
hate to say victim. That's why I was searching for
but
a word. You hate to say that.
Right.
And unfortunately, at this time, we cannot say Alzheimer's survivor. Those are two, terms that don't go together. Hopefully someday we will be able to say that.
And then his final album released in April of this year called Adios.
Adios, yeah. So Glenn Campbell, definitely. In fact, I tell you, Shawna, you and I were on the same wavelength because I knew he came from a small town. And so I said, geez, you know, this would be perfect because we can talk about Glenn Campbell's passing, which I think it deserves to be noted.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, it fits right into Shawnee's far-flung forecast.
Indeed.
And so I was even tempted yesterday afternoon to email you and say, look, I don't want to tell you what to do because I know this is your thing. But I was going to say, to hear you have, I was so, when you said Glenn Campbell, I was like, oh my gosh, Shawnee and I are on the same wavelength. Perfect.
I'll be around.
Okay, ready? Just that line. 3, 2, 1. I'll be around.
Oh,
that
was
a little too low. Yeah,
let's move on.
Yeah, wait. One more time. 3, 2, 1. I'll be around. There it was. Nice.
Delight, Arkansas, light rain and 73 today.
Ah, well, that's fitting because one of their favorite sons
One of their
passed.
Favorite sons has passed, yes. Yeah. So you can get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Dave Schwann reading this 15 minutes behind schedule on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes, and I'm Elton Jim filling in for Dean Richards this morning. I won't even play the bumper music. We have to get moving here. Oh, it's always as I always said, that's why you listen to an Elton Jim. The charm of my show is that it is completely off the rails most of the time. And that's the charm of it. Oh, if you want, you know, traffic on the eights, you know where to go for that. But if you don't want any semblance of order, this is the show you listen to. Because you know what? It's real. It's real life. So, Joey, how far behind am I now?
Let's see. 20 minutes?
Oh, that's not too
bad.
See? That's not too bad.
But we can make it
ideally,
up.
Ideally, I'm supposed to be done at 9:35.
Oh, well, your news.
Now
I got news for you. Your news wasn't even done at 9:35. You know, you're
it
another
started
one.
Started at 9:35.
You know, I'm not getting on my soapbox here. You know, you're going to give me a hard time. I got news, Dave. You milk that thing for all it's worth. You know, Dave comes off like, oh, he's such a nice guy. He's as big as a Mike Hogg. You know, and wants airtime as anyone else. That's why you got in the business. I know your games.
That's why we all got in the business.
That's right. You know, he comes off like this folksy guy. Oh, I do far flung. You're just as greedy and ego driven as the rest of us, Dave Schwann.
Well, what can I tell you?
No, I love it, Dave Schwann. But seriously, Dave, let's be honest. You rarely hit the news on time either.
Only because. Oh, here we go.
No, I'm just. Hey, who cares? It's Sunday morning.
Here we go.
There's no rules here. It's Sunday morning. We're kicking back. We're just having fun with the listeners, having fun with each other. Sunday morning. Beautiful, gorgeous day. Oh, my gosh. I drove in eastbound on the Eisenhower, and the sun was backdropped, and the skyline looked so cool. It was, all the buildings were dark. And that, you know, that kind of ebb and flow of the way all the different buildings are shaped, the fat and the skinny and the thin and the wide and the weird shaped. And, God, it was really cool to be going into that direction. So it's a beautiful Sunday. It's a beautiful morning. Who cares? Time is irrelevant. So how far behind am I now, Joey?
We're now at 9:52, so you have 2 minutes plus.
So what do I need to do? Take a break?
You can, or.
Well, let's do what we should do because I want to get back on schedule.
Deal. Well, you can talk up. You have only like 2 minutes and 40 seconds of spot, so you can take them now, or you can chat with Shawnee and take them right before news.
No, I'm tired of talking to Dave, so let's.
all right. To you too, fella.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, listen to Andy. Another Mike Hogg.
And we were best friends 20 minutes
just
ago.
Just silently observing.
Yeah. Listen to Andy. You know, I lost a segment this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to try to get in there anytime I can.
I was going to try to call the hotline there to get on the air.
This is Andy on 7.
Yeah. There's Andy on 7. He's got a sports question. Yeah.
Long time, first time.
And Andy, oh, I believe it's Andy on line 2. Where are you calling from, Andy? I'm upstairs.
7th floor.
Yeah, 7th floor, 435 North Michigan. Let's take a quick break. We will settle. We will look at our schedule and find new ways to be late right after this. No switching.